This is Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Eddie Robinson. Disgraced Assemblymember Vito Lopez loses his opponent and gets him back again. New York State pays out over $100 million for legal claims and details are scarce. And Governor Chris Christie is racking up the frequent flyer miles campaigning for GOP candidates across the country. Joining us to discuss this week in politics is WNYC's Colby Hamilton and Bob Henley. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning.
Colby, you went to interview Richie Garcia, the GOP candidate against Vito Lopez. Who told you he was dropping out and then he wasn't? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, Richie is he's a 26-year-old kid, and he's just a normal guy. He works at the Board of Elections in the warehouse as a technician right now. There are dozens of people like Richie, Republicans, other party candidates, that are on the ballot because they were asked to give voters a choice. And, you know, in their minds, there was no chance that someone like Vito Lopez was suddenly going to become a candidate that they could run against. I mean, the man has been, you know, he's an impenetrable fortress that he has over there in Bushwick. So I think that, you know, when I met Richie, he just sort of looked like a deer in the headlights. He had no idea that this was going to happen. This was not scripted, you know, this was not part of the plan. But when, you know, the party leaders in the Republican Party in Brooklyn decided to have a chat with him, and I think he sort of saw their point of view that this is an opportunity, and he changed his mind to actively run.
What do you think is the viability of Garcia actually winning?
Well, you know, Lopez has spent decades building an empire. He has nonprofits that stretch across northern Brooklyn and parts of Queens, and they are his base of support that have allowed him to do everything that he's done over the years. You don't just get rid of that because you've had a sexual harassment scandal. All those folks are still there. It's patronage. It's, you know, it's exactly what, you know, people are worried about when they say that they're, you know, politicians who have, you can't get rid of them because of what they've, you know, sort of the, this world that they build. Richie just doesn't really have a chance still. It's, you know, Vito still has the power, regardless of what happened in Albany.
WNYC's Bob Henley's here. You've been digging in state records and found that state barely understands how much it spends on claims. Now, how can that be?
Well, the Comptroller's Office of the State of New York did cooperate with a FOIA request we made, and evidently some $104 million is going to be paid out in this last fiscal year for claims through what's called the New York State Court of Claims. That's where you go if you want to sue the state. Mm-hmm. But they're, unlike in New York City, there's no breakdown that you get from the city controller. You know, that's one of the things that's very different here. The state controller really just has a responsibility of making sure that the money is available and that the person from the state agency requesting the payout is certified to be able to make that request. In the city of New York, however, the controller is very much a part of it and actually has to sign off in a pre-approval mode with corporation counsel before the city settles any claims. And as a result, every other year we get this detailed report on the cause of action and even what agencies can do to try to reduce the payments they have to make.
Switching gears to New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie is making a dozen stops for GOP candidates across the country this
weekend. Busy man.
Who's paying for this, Bob?
Well, here's the key thing. He's going out, I guess, to Montana. It's a western swing this time. They have been scrupulous about making sure that the governor's personal travel, meals, and lodging are paid for by either the New Jersey Republican State Committee or the political group that he is supporting when he goes around, whether it be the Republican Campaign Committee or the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. However, his security detail is still paid for by the public treasury. And this is something that is creating a little bit of controversy. Democrats didn't want to go on the record because they said back when they had Democratic governors, they did the same thing. However, there was one state senator, Ronald Rice, former police officer, who raised the issue and said that this is a time when there's an urban crisis where in New Jersey cities now we don't have sufficient police. We're seeing an uptick in crime. And then he said, but listen, let's be fair about this. Mayor Booker has the same issue where he travels around the country with a detail, and it's at a time when Newark's really strapped for law enforcement resources.
Speaking of Mayor Booker, didn't he have a cordial relationship with Governor Christie? It appears it has deteriorated since Mayor Booker's name has surfaced as a possible Christie opponent in 2013. Has it?
Well, if you talk to Mayor Booker's people, they say everything is fine. The mayor's still working well with the governor. It's true that Governor Christie, though, has been critical of Newark's budget process. They're in a chronic fiscal crisis. They're months behind in terms of getting their budget certified. And the city of Newark really needs state aid. So this creates this dynamic tension. There's no doubt also that Mayor Booker has increased his political visibility, going around to key county committee meetings with major Democratic leaders, giving people people the signal, at least, that he's contemplating higher office.
Bob, Colby, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
To see a map of Christie's travels and get a roundup of the latest in political news, go to WNYC.org.